Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
The power of good ripples is like tossing a pebble into a quiet pond. First, the entry of the pebble creates a plunk. As the water receives the pebble, it leaps up with a splash of welcome. Then, the ripple begins. It's beautiful to watch from the side. Artful, smooth, concentric circles roll outward. Interestingly, their art continues to tell about the pebble. And finally, the ripples reach the edge of the water and fade into the bank. Circle by circle becomes still, and once again, you see your own reflection in the pond canvas. Thankfully, good ripples still happen in life. First, there's a start, the plunk. Then, the power of good ripples outward. Considering the upheaval and confused state of our world, wouldn't you agree that you should adopt good ripples on a personal level? Let's tear into the power of good ripples. Whenever we do scripture dissection, we cover four areas. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? Well, here are two scriptures we'll explore to show the power of good ripples. The first scripture is this. It is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called. Because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Those are excerpts from 1 Peter 2, 19 through 21. The second scripture we're going to look at is from Psalm 37, verses 3 through 6. Just some excerpts. Trust in the Lord and do good, and he will do this. Make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and make the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. That's what those verses say. So now, what do they mean? Good things rarely happen devoid of struggle and trouble. Frankly, the effects of good ripples in the pond of life are powerful and continue until they reach the end of their course. Essentially, good just keeps rippling out to others. Interestingly, this process happens even when you suffer as you pursue the good God lays on your heart. Essentially, this ripple effect is a direct result of your faith and obedience to God. In other words, being increasingly like Jesus connects you to the power of good that ripples into the world. Now, let's look at today's scriptures and interact with them to discover what they mean. Back to the first scripture from 1 Peter 2, 19 through 21, the excerpts. Here it is again. It is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But if you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. This passage is a reality check. Everyone suffers. However, it's your choice if you suffer for doing good or for doing wrong. And by the way, the power of evil ripples outward too. So choose well. Remarkably, the passage says you are called to suffer for doing good, like Christ suffered for you. In other words, he provides your example. Truly, Jesus started eternal ripples of good. Now, you have the same opportunity. Let's go through the key phrases from that passage that I read to you. First was the phrase, because they are conscious of God. There's unmatched good that ripples from your faith and obedience simply because you are aware God is with you. After all, you know He will bless your obedience beyond what you can imagine. Ephesians 3:20 talks about that. This is a good ripple because you are conscious of God. The next phrase, this is commendable before God. Be assured, your faithfulness is deeply pleasing to God. He notices your desire to please Him and do good. Faithfulness creates good ripples. The next phrase, to this you were called. Incredibly, a portion of your purpose is to suffer for good and endure, ensuring good ripples continue forward. Perseverance creates good ripples. And then the last phrase, you should follow in His steps. Well, simply put, do whatever Jesus does and pursue eternal ripples. Interestingly, the lives of those who do good are often scarred with severe trial. People who suffer yet are aware God's love, power, and intimate involvement is present, they often suffer unjustly. And why would that be? Well, because they are serving God's righteous agenda, and invariably, the enemy targets this. Notably, suffering for good is commendable, particularly when your focus is on God's plan. Okay, the second scripture from Psalm 37, verses 3 through 6, and excerpts from that. Trust in the Lord and do good, and He will do this. Make your righteousness shine like the dawn. Make the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. To care about God's plan more than your own means you are willing to be like Christ. Remember, He set aside His glory and became poor. Triumphantly, Christ ultimately suffered on the cross and set the pattern, the power of good ripples. Likewise, when you pattern your life after Jesus, you introduce ripples of good, particularly when suffering for eternal principles. Incidentally, as you live in this pattern, your righteousness shines brightly to encourage others when they suffer. That's what those verses mean. Now we get to the third section, make it personal. Practical steps help you connect with the power of good ripples. Subsequently, good continues to ripple outward long afterwards. Let's go over some helpful steps of the power of good ripples. The first one is this: completely yield to the Lord. Surrender to God helps you find yourself. After all, Jesus said, "Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." Matthew 10:39. Subsequently, this means give up your rights, wishes, preferences, and dreams, just so you can have more of Jesus. Essentially, living sacrifice. And that's talked about in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It's a contradictory term, living sacrifice, but it beautifully expresses what a Christian is. Actually, you are more alive than ever through Christ, even as you die to self and live for Him. Remarkably, this dying to self starts ripples of good. Okay, the second helpful step in thinking about power of good ripples is invite God's transformation continually into your life. Importantly, this is not motivated from feelings, but rather from love for God. Consequently, make decisions that represent Jesus' character and God's interests. In other words, Consider your life a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, from Philippians 3:8-11. Subsequently, this establishes good ripples that extend through time. Alrighty, the third helpful step is to make steps 1 and 2 practical at every level of your life. So remember, step 1 is to completely yield to the Lord. The second one is to invite God's transformation into your life continually. The third step says do those 2 things all the time at every level of your life. Basically, make it real. Incidentally, testing your character proves that you are authentic during times of difficulty, suffering, conflict, during times of frustration, challenge, and loss. So, be practical. Plus, stand firm to enable ripples of good. The fourth step is to be sincere and earnest in everything you do. Additionally, pray for growth each day. Ask Jesus to give you more of Himself. In this way, you embrace God's purpose of good ripples through your life. Interestingly, this step empowers ongoing good because it reinforces Christ's character in you. Plus, others see Jesus through you. So, number 4 was to be sincere and earnest in everything. And then the 5th and final step that helps when thinking about ripples of good is this: practice resolve to finish well. Realistically, refuse the temptation to slack off in doing good. Over time, you'll notice changes in your heart, strength, confidence, eagerness to do good. So let's review those 5 helpful action steps. First of all, yield to the Lord in everything. Second, invite God's transformation into your life continually. Third is to take those 2 steps and make them practical at every level of your life. So in other words, you're going to yield to the Lord in everything that happens in your life, and you're going to invite God to transform you continually in every single thing you go through. So number 4 is to be sincere and earnest all the time. And number 5, practice resolve to finish well. These steps create influence. Set reminders in your planner or device to carry out these helpful steps. Go over them regularly, every day. Keep them front of mind. With these steps in place, you will find influence increasing. Not only will you experience bountiful supply where you used to have a desert in your own soul, there will also be overflow for others. Yes, ripples of good. Remarkably, these steps also give you a credible testimony. So, be faithful as God brings others into your life, even in times of suffering. Let God bless others through you. Okay, we're going to go through a summary of those steps again. First, completely yield to the Lord. Second, invite God's transformation continually. Third, make steps 1 and 2 practical at every level of your life. 4, be sincere and earnest in everything you do. And 5, practice resolve to finish well. This is how you make today's scriptures personal. The power of good ripples. Before we look at the application points,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Now let's go back to the 4th section, make a commitment, and that's where we cover the application thoughts and questions over this content. Number 1. Okay, we're going to review those steps again. You've heard them several times already. Surely they'll stick in your mind. First, completely yield to the Lord. Second, invite God's transformation continually. Third, make those 2 steps practical at every level of your life. Fourth, be sincere and earnest as you grow. And fifth, practice resolve to finish well. Okay, so that was number one, to review the steps. Number two, I'm going to give you some P words. Consider them. Interestingly, these P's help you carry out the previous five steps successfully. The first one is plunk. Don't be afraid to fall into God. This always starts good ripples. Next, pray over these steps. Third, ponder or meditate on how to implement them effectively each day. After that, practice them. Then, partner with God to accomplish His agenda. And then the final P word is protect good ripples. So let's go through those P words again. First of all, don't be afraid to plunk into God, fall into Him. Then pray over the steps you're trying to implement. Then ponder or meditate how to do that effectively. After that, practice them. Then partner with God to accomplish whatever He wants. And finally, protect good ripples that you start. The third application question is this: what will you do to implement these steps in your life starting now? Number four, will you resolve to practice them? Five, how can you bless others with good ripples today? And number six, did you know you have the power of good ripples? Remember, what you practice is what you become. So go after the power of good ripples. Portions of this content come from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.